time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Ronnie Stanley met with the media following the Ravens' big win over the Lions on Sunday afternoon.
That Lions team that had tied for the best record in the NFL. How would you describe, you beat them by 3 points, how would you describe this locker room afterwards?
I think everyone's just, everyone's happy to say the least, but I think everyone's satisfied that we're on the right track and we're becoming the team and that we're supposed to be and that we know we can be and playing to our capabilities, and we're not satisfied. You know, we still have a lot of things to grow on, and we're going to take that approach every week.
Ronnie, did you motivate anybody, you think? How much talk there was with the Lions and how physical they are up front, how good their defensive front is, how good their defense is. Did that get your guys' attention at all?
I mean, we knew we were going to play a tough team, and they are a tough team. I know we came out and we executed well, but that's still a good football team, and credit to them for the games that they've won. But I think everyone in here knows, we're not worried about, to talk about the teams we play. We're just trying to play to our potential and trying to be the best team we can be.
Ronnie, take me through that touchdown block.
I just knew Lamar was behind me, and I know my boy Marciano was here, and I was thinking to myself, what would Marshall do in this situation? So try to channel my inner Marciano on that.
Is that kind of a play, like when that play was called, did you expect to be in that situation where you're one-on-one with a guy in space like that?
Yeah, I knew that I was going to be blocking someone one-on-one, so trying to do my job, and ended up being a touchdown.
With all the talk about the red zone struggles from last week, to finish that drive off, the first drive, 4th and 1, you guys go for it, finish that off, how big a deal was that?
Oh, it was a huge deal, especially being our first drive of the game, and be able to cap that off with a touchdown. It gave us a great start, and that was something that we really got to build on throughout the game.
Ronnie, Morgan said that it's a lot of fun playing for Monk because he's responsive as a coach. Like, he takes into consideration what you guys like. I guess could you kind of elaborate on that and what it maybe leads to in a game like this?
Yeah, I love Monk, and just his approach to the game and the accountability he has to himself and to us. He'll never point the finger at us. He's always, thinking about what he can do better, put us in a better position, and to play for a guy like that is, it's a blessing, and I'm very happy, because he's always in there trying to dial up things to make us better.
Harm said it was a little PG-13 after you got the game ball post game. Was it just self-deprecating, or what do you say?
Oh no, I mean, Monk just likes to cuss a lot, but we're used to that, so it's all good.
Ron, you've seen a lot of great games from Lamar Jackson. What did you think of this game today? How dialed in he looks.
Lamar's been focused all season. He's locked in. He's not satisfied. He's been playing great, and he won't be satisfied until we get a Super Bowl. So I know what I'm getting in my quarterback.
Speaking of focus, you guys had the game with all the drops and the red zone struggles we just talked about. What was the mood of this team coming into this game against a team that was hyped up?
We just wanted to focus on ourselves and, like I said, play to our potential. And we know we were playing a good team, but I think when we put the focus on ourselves and we play to our potential, like I said, I think we're an elite offense, and I think we showed it today. But like I said, Monk always says, "Not yet." So no matter what happens, we're never there yet.
Ronnie, how pleased are you with how the offensive line's coming together? Knowing you guys have had some injuries and guys in and out of the lineup, just coming together.
Yeah, I mean, guys have been battling through injuries all year, and I'm very happy with how guys are playing through them and how physical guys are playing. We're talking to each other. We have a lot of good chemistry, and that's something that we're only going to build on and progress.
There was a lot made about the London trip, the challenges of it, but in some ways, do you think that trip helped you guys as a team?
Yeah, I do think that trip helped. To be able to be there for a week, kind of be, our hotel was kind of out of the way. There's not a lot of technology, so we just kind of built some camaraderie and more chemistry. And you come back and you have everything at your disposal. You feel a little bit rejuvenated, and you feel like we have a lot at hand. And I know guys came back maybe a little tired, but we bounced back real quick on our schedule and just kept moving forward.
The pass protection was outstanding. I mean, Moore had a number of times and he had all day to throw. What was it that kind of came together today that you guys held up so well?
I just think it's just going in every week, every day, just working on our technique, always trying to get better, never being satisfied. We knew that we needed to get better as an offensive line, you know, giving Lamar more time, solidifying the pocket more, and, you know, we went to work in doing that, and, you know, it's something we're going to continue to do and get better at as well.